540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's now the 21st consecutive day of temperatures 110 degrees or hotter in Phoenix, with no let-up in sight. CBS's Jared Hill says it's become dangerous.
In Arizona, it's been so hot, doctors say surfaces like playground equipment can be as hot as a frying pan and can cause severe burns.
It's just every single day we get one or two patients that have some sort of degree of contact burns from either running in the hot asphalt or touching something very hot.
And in western Kentucky, the recovery has now begun after torrential rains caused flooding that engulfed entire towns. In Carlisle County, Ray Moss Adams says this is one for the record books.
I've never seen nothing like that. And we've had floods before, but not like this.
President Biden is at a shipyard in Philadelphia at this hour talking about clean energy and the warming of the planet.
I'm praying for those who lost their lives in the flooding of Bucks County. The idea that there's not global warming, I think, can't be denied by anybody anymore.
CBS News has confirmed some of the possible federal charges being considered against former President Trump in connection with his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. They include conspiracy to defraud the United States, deprivation of rights under color of law, witness tampering, and obstruction of an official proceeding. More from CBS's Scott McFarland.
In a new campaign video, the former president continues to blast the prosecution, saying he faces, quote, the final battle. If charged, this would be the third criminal case against former President Trump.
A store in downtown Los Angeles sold the winning ticket for last night's billion-dollar Powerball jackpot drawing. Lottery spokesman Jacob Harris.
The cash value of that prize is about $558 million before taxes.
A jury in Florida has reached a verdict in the case of a little girl burned by a McNugget. CBS's Jen Clark has that.
The Broward County jury took only 2 hours to deliberate, but the $800,000 ruling was much less than the $15 million the family had asked for. The girl's parents sued the local McDonald's, as well as the franchise owner, claiming that they were served an unreasonably hot McNugget. The girl dropped the 200-degree nugget in her lap in the backseat of her mom's car, which resulted in second-degree burns on her leg. McDonald's says the nuggets are cooked at such a high temp to ensure that there's no salmonella.
Tesla is recalling almost 16,000 of its 2021-2023 Model S and Model X vehicles because some front row seat belts may not have been reconnected properly after repairs were done. On Wall Street, less than 2 hours before the close, the Dow is up 227 points, but NASDAQ is down more than 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some rain relief has lessened the local drought impact. Brittany Merlot has more.
Much of Racine County and parts of Kenosha and Milwaukee County saw minor improvements, but still remain under moderate drought conditions. Most of Waukesha and Walworth counties continue to be under a severe drought classification. Good news, there is a chance of rain this weekend of around a quarter of an inch.
Neighbors say an alley near Milwaukee's Washington Park has become a dumping zone. That alley was where a burned-out SUV was found yesterday with a woman's body inside. The medical examiner is trying to find out the cause of death and who the woman was. The grind has caught up with a band that was scheduled to play the Waukesha County Fair Saturday night. Due to an illness, Skid Row had to pull out of their show with Warrant and Winger, and organizers say it's too late to find a replacement. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12. As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic, the wonderful, the always glamorous Mr. Aaron Zobber is on the board this afternoon. Today's t-shirt, Cage the Elephant. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, Cage the Elephant. It is a shirt that I got when I saw them live on their tour for Melophobia, their third album.
Oh, very good.
It was an excellent concert, and I will stand up to model it for the studio audience.
For the streaming audience. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Fantastic. Cage the Elephant, is that their logo? I mean, from afar, it looks a bit like a Van Gogh Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate to what it looks like. It's the album cover for that.
Oh, very good. I'm not being critical of the artwork. I'm simply saying that's what it reminds me of.
Oh, yeah, and I agree. That's an accurate depiction for I might have to keep that in mind for how to describe it.
Welcome back to our second hour. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Great callers last hour. Great passion. Love it. Always that's one of the great things about doing this show, having the opportunity, the privilege to come before you, with you each and every day, every afternoon, is to listen to you. Because oftentimes the points that you bring up or questions you have are better than my own. And we all learn together, whether it's in Bayfield, Wisconsin, way up north, or Racine in Kenosha, or Amory, Wausau, Green Bay, Richland Center, Madison, Oshkosh, Wisconsin Rapids, all points in between. We all learn together. After all, we're all Wisconsinites. Doesn't matter whether we vote Democratic or Republican or Independent or Green Party. We're all Wisconsinites. We're all Americans. And I still believe, despite the news that we bring to you, can sometimes be a bit of a downer. We do this so that we can all learn together. So that we can all understand the truth together. And then move forward together, despite our differences. I mean, my gosh, if we all thought the same thing, life would be boring, right? Gotta have a little spice. But we're all Wisconsinites. And I still think that when we work together in our communities and put aside our political differences, when we help out the Boy Scouts, when we help out the Girl Scouts, when we help out our local sports teams, our bands and choirs, we help out our farmers, our ag producers, those are all things we can agree upon. Usually. And when we come together to help our communities, that's when we are at our best. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for continuing to be with us coming up this hour. And in fact, why don't we kick it off right now? We have 6 Milwaukee Brewer tickets to give away. Going to give them away 2 at a time, just like Noah's Ark, 2x2. All right, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to send 3 sets of 2 people to the Milwaukee Brewers this Sunday afternoon at 1:10 p.m. So if you have the ability to get to Milwaukee County Stadium, AmFam Field, that's how old I am, I still think of it as Milwaukee County Stadium, Mr. Somers.
Well, I will always think of it as Miller Park. So
depends on your age, I guess. My gracious, it's hot in here. I'm sorry to bring this up, but I am sweating my proverbial you-know-what off. By the way, we have a great animal story this hour.
We do?
You know I love great animal stories. And this involves a fish. And the nickname of the fish is fantastic. A 11-year-old kid caught this fish down in Oklahoma. It's from the same species or family as like a piranha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do know about this one.
So that's coming up. But right now, let's give away some tickets. We're going to make this one easy. We're just going to say, we're going to take caller number two. Caller number two gets two tickets to this weekend's Milwaukee Brewers game on Sunday at 1:10. So if you have not won in the last calendar month and you have a smartphone, because they are electronic tickets, caller number two to 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Caller number two will win the Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this weekend. Our first set of two. The phones are lighting up. I love this. If you don't win this time, keep listening this hour, because we're going to give away two more sets of tickets. So Mr. Zomers is sifting through the calls. We just take them. They come right on our screen, right in order. 844-967-2789. Christopher in Kenosha. Christopher in Kenosha, you are caller number two on the board. Christopher, you have won the tickets.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Awesome. Wow.
how are you listening to us down there in Kenosha? Oh, on the app or on the brand new station down there in Kenosha?
On the brand new station, actually. It just popped up on the radio. I was scrolling, and I heard you talking about giving tickets, and I called right away.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah. Well, we got
it. It was so random, and it was awesome.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you listening in down there in Kenosha and Racine and WRJN, our brand new station down there. We're excited to be on the air down in southeast Wisconsin. Are you available this Sunday at 1:10?
Yes, I am.
And you got somebody go along with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right. Well, great. Mr. Hold on to the line. Mr. Zomers will take your information off the air. We need your full name, phone number, and email, and we'll email those tickets to you. All right, Christopher? Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Hang on. All right. Hang on the phone. You too. WRJN, our brand new station down in Racine and Kenosha. You can hear us on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. Down there in Kenosha and Racine, our brand.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
I absolutely love scrambled eggs. So welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a lot going on. You understand? We have a lot going on here. We apologize. Here was what was going on before that last break. Mr. Zomers was taking the excited caller from Racine, Kenosha, listening to us on our brand new station down there. The wonderful and talented crew at WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Mr. Zomers was taking the call. I was talking about the new station, and we both didn't look at the clock. And it just, and this is what happens, you understand, when the computers are, this is a precursor to artificial intelligence. Doesn't matter what the humans are doing, the computer is just going to cut you off. And so that was the reason for the abrupt cutaway to the commercial, before the commercial. It happens, Mr. Zomers, right? It just, sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, it sure does. Sorry, I was just looking for that.
That's fantastic. Any chance to play a boy band? You know, that's
Britney Spears.
Oh, that's Britney Spears? Oh, that's right. I thought it was one of the boy bands.
That's fair.
It all sounds the same.
It is very similar.
It all sounds the same to me. But welcome back. Here's the deal. We gave away 2 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Going to give away 4 more before the end of the show. So keep listening to the program here this afternoon. We'd love to have your calls on this subject before we get to the bottom of the hour and more Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Online, a couple of stories here. And we talked about this kind of last hour about what's going on with these fake electors. In Michigan, the attorney general brought charges against people there and had calls last hour about when and why haven't we heard yet on the fake electors, the accused fake electors here in Wisconsin. And I've told you before, I left the Republican Party in 2011 over voter suppression efforts. And here's an example outside of Wisconsin of what I'm talking about. Florida, the Sunshine State, had one of the best mail-in voting systems in the nation. You could even see online that your vote had been received and counted. So you could mail it in. Then you could go online, check that your name, and see that they've gotten it, and it was counted. I don't think you can even do that in Wisconsin. I don't think. Not to my knowledge. Florida had that. Well, Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis, I like to call him Puddingfingers occasionally because the man eats pudding with his 3 middle fingers. Also apparently eats mashed potatoes. He's a Neanderthal when it comes to eating. That's why he's so bad at retail politics. His staff doesn't even like to see it, have him eat in front of people. It's that disturbing. But that's another bottle of wine. Anyway, DeSantis, Ronnie DeSantis, quietly wiped that great mail-in voting system away. So millions won't receive ballots unless they register again. Great story from NBC2 in Florida. Hundreds of thousands of vote-by-mail requests erased from the Florida system. Quoting the story now, most everything has an expiration date, but one thing you may not have expected to expire was your vote by mail ballots. NBC2 in Florida has learned hundreds of thousands of mail-in requests have been wiped out of the system in every county in Florida. That means most Floridians right now will not receive a ballot in future elections. Lee County, which I know very well, spent some time, a few months living on Marco Island, just south of Naples. Beautiful area, by the way. Lee County would like to have about 250,000 vote by mail requests in the system, but currently has only 23,000. Think of that. They had 250,000 and now down to 23,000. It's up to the voters to reach out to the county they live in now to request a ballot to be mailed to them. Had interviewed this person named Stephanie, who is a registered voter in Lee County, prefers to vote by mail in order to have her time waiting, rather to save time, waiting in line election day. She was shocked to learn that her request for a mail-in ballot was wiped out by the county system. She says there was no notification. She did not get notified. I didn't know this was happening at all. It just came out of the blue, she said. However, a new law signed, or a new bill signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis requires counties to purge requests before every general election. Think about that. Requires counties to purge lists before every general election. They claim it will cut down on election fraud, although no significant fraud has been detected in Florida. I want people to understand, again, who we're dealing with. One of my former bosses, former Congressman Scott Klug, was fond of saying, Todd, the best indication of someone's future performance is their past performance. It's a great line. Look what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. Wiping out mail-in request reforms before every general election. Making it more difficult for people to vote. And again, addressing a problem that does not exist. What do you think this guy would do if he ever become president? What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jack in Merrimack. Always appreciate listening, Jack. What say you?
Well, DeSantis is a proto-fascist. He's controlling everything in that state, from what classes you can teach to what can be taught in classes. And by the way, that's called re-education in some other countries.
Right.
To what clothes you can wear, to what sex you can you are.
Right.
Not what sex you believe you are, but what sex he determines, or at least his minions determine that you are. Not terribly surprised that he's engineered this. They tried in the state legislature there to actually have promote a bill that would outlaw the Democratic Party. It was coached in the terms of any party that has ever been pro-slavery. Well, of course, the only expanded party that has been pro-slavery was the Democratic Party. He wanted to make Florida a one-party state. Now, that did not get out of the legislature, from what I've understood. But that's the kind of president this guy would make. He would, you're a Democrat, he can.
Right. It's almost beyond comprehension, the kind of stuff this guy is doing. And I want to talk about this and expose this, because I want people to understand well ahead of the primary season, certainly ahead of the general election, what these types of candidates would do if they actually became president. And you're absolutely right, Jack. This is, don't you agree? The best indicator of someone's future performance is their past performance. Why would this guy be any different if he actually, God forbid, got in the White House?
He wouldn't. He'd probably go for something stronger.
Right, exactly. Jack, really appreciate you listening. Always appreciate your point of view and your phone call. Jack and Merrimack, thank you so much. If you'd like to join the conversation, we welcome you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. The election supervisor down in Lee County in Florida said of this bill that was signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. Election supervisor Tommy Doyle is sounding the alarm. He says, quote, right now it seems pretty serious. It's unprecedented because this is the first time anyone's request for vote by mail has expired, Doyle stated. First time that people's right to vote have been wiped off the voting list. I mean, Ron DeSantis is absolutely a threat to democracy. And I don't say that kind of stuff lightly. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to West Dallas. Beautiful West Dallas. Curtis, we appreciate you listening down there in West Dallas. What say you?
I say that, yes, you can follow your ballot on by line. My sister does it, my ballot and her ballot. Once you mail your ballot, in the state of Wisconsin, well, at least in Wisconsin, West Dallas, but Milwaukee. But you can track your ballot when it gets right to the location.
I don't know
as far as being counted, but you can track it as far as it goes right to the voting thing. So she follows it in the mail, and then when it goes to the mail, it's almost like it goes through, like when you track the numbers or whatever on UPS, mm-hmm. The same thing, you can track your ballot.
That's amazing, so, and I appreciate you calling in so much. So you vote in West Dallas proper, is that correct?
I do. I vote by mail also. So is my sister, but I'm visually impaired, so it's easier for me because then somebody can read the ballot to me. But
sure,
back to Ron DeSantis.
Well, go ahead.
Back to Ron DeSantis, what you're saying, it's almost like going to be Russia pretty soon. That's what they're going towards. I mean, we're basically from a fascist country. It's sad, but people have to wake up. That's the bottom line. If you're not, like Matt Flynn says in an hour from now, if you're not woke, you don't know history. You have to wake up.
Exactly.
You know, people have to wake up and say, I'm awake. But
exactly.
Have a great day.
Hey, Curtis, before you go, I've got Curtis left already. All right. Well, appreciate Curtis's call. I was going to ask him, number one, how he was listening to us, because down there in West Dallas, probably on WAUK. But also, Curtis told us he was a visually impaired person. I'd be interested to know, because Republicans in Wisconsin want to make it more difficult for folks who are not impaired to assist people who have different physical impairments.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that too, because that's always my biggest concern when people try and stop mail-in voting is, what if you can't leave your home? What if you're visually impaired? What if all these other things that it allows people to perform their civic duty that they have the right and the capability to perform without endangering themselves anything like that?
The last few years of my maternal grandmother was in a nursing home. And my mom or someone would say, okay, here's your ballot. Let me read you off who it is. Who would you like to vote for? Because my grandmother, she had macular degeneration and she couldn't see. And so my mom would help her vote. My mom did not vote for her, but she assisted her in voting. Now, Republicans in Wisconsin want to make that much more difficult to do. Again, to suppress the vote. And as a former Republican, I mean, this is literally the reason I left the Republican Party, because of these. They pawned them off as so-called, you know, voter ID bills, and they are voter suppression bills. And after I testified, by the way, in that federal trial where Josh Call was the lead prosecuting attorney, and I testified under oath in federal court that former state senator, now U.S. Congressman Glenn Grossman, said in this private caucus, well, you know, we better do this quick or the Democrats will do the same thing. He called me at my private business and we had it out a little bit. I'll tell you what Glenn Grossman says about voting in Wisconsin in a private conversation after this. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allball Show and your calls as well. I see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn says, after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Today is the 21st consecutive day it's been 110 degrees or hotter in Phoenix, says CBS's Jonathan Figliotti.
Heat wave expected to continue if forecasts are right through much of the rest of the month.
It is day one of a long recovery in western Kentucky after torrential rainfall flooded entire towns. The Weather Channel's Justin Michaels.
The governor here in Kentucky has asked people to pray for his state. He's also declared a state of emergency for small communities like here, Mayfield, Kentucky, to help clean up issues like washed out roadways.
Someone bought a winning $1 billion Powerball ticket at a store in downtown Los Angeles, says lottery spokesman Jacob Harris.
There was one winning ticket that was sold for the Powerball drawing, and that ticket was sold in California. It was a $1.08 billion jackpot winner.
The cash value, $558 million before taxes. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Brew City bailout for the Brewers isn't likely. Jimmy Koska has more.
Five Milwaukee aldermen are opposed to using city funds for stadium repairs and instead call for the Brewers to find private sector funding, contribute some of their own money, and utilize credit for the rest. Lawmakers have been working to obtain nearly $400 million in taxpayer money to maintain American Family Field and ensure the Brewers' continued presence in Milwaukee. The team is optimistic about staying in the city, but they recognize the need for assistance to keep the ballpark up to date.
The grind has caught up with a band that was scheduled to play the Waukesha County Fair Saturday night. Due to an illness, Skid Row had to pull out of their show with Warrant and Winger, and organizers say it's too late to find a replacement. However, Winger and Warrant still plan on putting on a performance. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with a water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we say,
welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Beatles here. It is now 2:33. Going to bring on our friend Mr. Jeff Perry in just a moment, who is a Beatles connoisseur. Want to finish my story that I started before the break, before we do, and stay on the lines if you're on the lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Talking about voter fraud, this bill signed into law by Ron Puddenfingers DeSantis to wipe away mail-in voting rolls before every general election, meaning you have to re-register to vote by mail-in before every general election now in Florida. And talking about what would happen in Wisconsin back in the early 2010s, when I was a witness under oath in federal court. Attorney was Josh Call, who was then in private practice. And I was testifying what happened in a closed-door state Senate meeting of Republican senators when Glenn Grothman was saying that he was all for these voter suppression laws. Well, after I left the legislature, I had a small coffee shop, an independent business. And then now Congressman Glenn Grothman was calling me on the phone at my business, his personal call. And I tell my head barista, I said, Miguel, I said, tell him I'll call him back. I'm trying to run a business, for goodness sake. Finally, he kept calling so much, I took the phone from Miguel and I said, Glenn, I'll call you back on my cell phone when I can. So I called Glenn Grothman, Congressman Glenn Grothman, back. And we had a very nice discussion. And Glenn isn't a bad guy just to talk to. He's just he's a little odd and has some odd beliefs. And he told me, he said, Todd, I think you're misremembering what happened to that caucus. I said, no, Glenn, I'm not. I said, you're trying to put through legislation because you claimed there was voter fraud. And yet at the time in 2011, in Dale Schultz's office, we did our own investigation and we found two cases of voter fraud back then. One was a Republican assembly staffer who voted in Madison and in her hometown up north in the same election. The other was then Speaker Robin Voss's estranged wife who voted in Racine and then out in Idaho. And that was expunged, oddly enough, in the Racine County court system. And so I said, Glenn, where's the proof of voter fraud in Wisconsin? And you know what he told me? United States Congressman Glenn Grothman told me, quote, well, Todd, we think there's fraud happening, unquote. We think there's fraud happening. And I said, Glenn, you're taking away people's constitutional right to vote because you think there's fraud happening? And he really didn't have a response. That's what we're dealing with in this country when it comes to one party trying to subvert free and fair voting. Let's go to the lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I'm calling you on my banana phone, by the way. Remember the Sports Illustrated banana phone?
Yes, absolutely.
So the mental picture I just got as you were telling that story was the old movie It's a Wonderful Life, where Mr. Potter is sitting in his office. So I'm thinking of Todd sitting in this Mr. Potter office and tell the congressman to wait.
No, I've had a beer with Glenn Grothman. I can't remember. I may have a dinner with him at one point. He used to come in our office and just hang out. I mean, he's just to be around him, he's just kind of a chill, innocuous guy. It's just that he has wacky, batty opinions that are harmful, as it turns out.
One way to put it. So you know this about me, Todd, that I have a lot of friends in high places, right?
Yes, yes.
I have a lot of very influential friends. So yes. My friend Kenny,
yeah.
is at a Ron DeSantis town hall meeting the other day. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so for some odd reason, he has a ventriloquist warming up the crowd before the town hall meeting. DeSantis does. So there's a ventriloquist on stage, and the guy is mercilessly making fun of Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. He's doing the Putin jokes. Uh-huh. He's doing the Disney jokes. Mm-hmm. He's going on and on and on about Ron DeSantis. And after a couple minutes of this, DeSantis runs out on stage, and he's furious. Uh-huh. He's just screaming mad. He's like, what gives you the right to talk about me like this on this stage at my town hall? Uh-huh. And the ventriloquist is obviously very shaken, and he's like, well, I'm very sorry, Mr. DeSantis. And Ron says, wait, stop. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the little jerk on your knee.
That's a fantastic story.
I'm pretty sure it's true.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure. Kind of like Glenn Grothman's pretty sure there's pretty sure there's fraud in Wisconsin when it comes to voting. I mean, it's fun. And you always appreciate a good joke. But I mean, this is, I mean, you make the point that this is how wacky these people are, that they actually, I mean, it's so, they believe this stuff, or they claim to believe it. But I have to think, I mean, Glenn Grothman is not a dumb guy. I mean, does he really believe this? Does Ron DeSantis really believe this stuff? Or is it simply for spite and for a power grab?
No, that's kind of where I was going with that story, is that some of these people really are this dumb. Right. On your show the other day, you played the new ad that features Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right?
It's so funny.
Basically just praising Joe Biden. So she's one of them that I believe, you know, she really believes this stuff, and I don't think that she's really. And Ron Johnson is another one.
Right.
He's as dumb as they come. He really does believe this stuff. But I don't know enough about DeSantis to know if he's one of the, you know, manipulators, or if he's one of the manipulees. Right. Is that a word? Manipulees. But there are some of the people in that party who do believe this stuff, and those are the ones that I find the most scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the
and dangerous.
It's scary enough that you've got people, yeah, right. It's scary enough that you've got people, you know, pulling the strings like that, but then the people that are actually believing it, and they're in the House of Representatives, yikes, and the U.S. Senate, that's really frightening to me.
Very frightening to me. Those are things that keep me up at night and keep me buying bottles of wine. So, I mean, you know, that's Jeff, always appreciate your perspective and a little humor along the way as well. Jeff, appreciate you calling in. Have a great day, my friend.
You too, Todd.
All right. Thank you so much. You can be like Jeff, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go down to the beautiful city of Mequon. Been there a few times. David in Mequon, we appreciate you holding the line. What say you?
Good afternoon. So just as a reminder, really quickly, back in 2012, Senator Al Franken, if you look at that, you know, he won that Senate race by 312 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 243 people that had already been convicted on voter fraud. And, you know, we kind of poo-poo it, but if you remember the primary Democratic election in New York just a couple years ago, they threw out 80,000 ballots. Mm-hmm. 21% of the ballots that came in, they chucked out. New Jersey, they had a local election, and the councilmen were found with voter fraud and everything, and that whole thing, you know, went to pot. So the point is, and I can tell you this from personal experience, in Mequon, I can tell you there was a senior home, a Jewish senior home, and there were some people, unfortunately, where, you know, some people were actually voting for some of the residents. They were fired.
What was that? Was that prosecuted in a court of law?
I could not tell you. I just know when my wife worked there that it was immediately, like, reported right away, and the person or whoever was fired on the spot or whatever. So I'm just saying, you know, people kind of poo-poo it, but if you really look at the whole bigger picture of things, if things are really, really close, it doesn't take that much to potentially swing a huge Senate race. And like I said, with Al Franken, that was 3 million votes that were cast, and it was only, you know, separated by, you know, 300 some odd votes. And so, you know, I think we have to really look at it. We shouldn't poo-poo the fact that, yes, when you have mail-in ballots, there is a greater possibility. You can go on YouTube and they show you how to open up the envelopes. You put the envelope over the, you know, over, you know, a pot of hot water, literally to unstick the glue, and then you can start changing things.
But I mean, you go on YouTube and find out all kinds of things to do. I mean, that's not a secret. Look, I am all for free and fair elections. But again, to the point, when you look at cases that have been prosecuted, when you look at actual evidence, not hearsay, not, well, it happened so-and-so, this is what I heard. When you look at things, the facts, there is not a large problem with voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. There just simply isn't. The evidence isn't there.
If you look at, again, at the senior homes, there are vulnerabilities. And I do think, you know.
But I think that's, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, I just think that's, again, where's the evidence? I think that's a scare. My grandmother, like I said, was in a nursing home. And all those people there were fantastic people. And there was never any evidence of voter fraud going on. And this is just kind of a scare tactic that the right likes to bring up. But yet there's no evidence of this.
Again, you're dismissing the fact that there have been some recent elections, local elections, like I said, in New Jersey. It was very clear. It's just a few people.
I'm not sure about New Jersey. I'm talking about Wisconsin. And again, where is the evidence? Where are the court cases? If you
look at the amount of money that came from Mark Zuckerberg that threw all this private money to left-leaning groups in the state of Wisconsin to get the vote out, it was privately funded.
And you mean like the same thing, like the Koch brothers and the Hendrickson money down at ABC building, that kind of private money
exactly.
too.
Exactly, it's the same thing. It's on both sides.
But again, David, I'm not. I think we're kind of maybe in the heat of agreement here. I'm against illegal voting, quote unquote. But there is not evidence. There is not evidence in the court of law or in state prosecutors, not in the files. There's no evidence that we have a widespread voting fraud problem in Wisconsin. And what Ron DeSantis did is he made it harder for people to vote. And I don't think that we should be making it harder for people to vote in Wisconsin. We have Republicans right now trying to do exactly what you're saying, making it harder for people with visual impairments to vote.
I'm going to throw one more thing at you. If you remember the Carter Baker Commission, do you remember that? That whole situation, what they talked about with absentee ballots? That's a very interesting dynamic. If you take a look at the Carter Baker Commission, when that was done, I think like 20 some odd years ago, and it talks about what we're talking about. It was back in 2005.
I was in the Capitol in the 2010s, and we did our own investigation, and in our office, we found two cases of voter fraud, one by a Republican staffer and one by Robin Voss's estranged wife. That was it. That's the only evidence.
I would just tell you, please just read the Carter Baker Commission.
All right,
just
fair enough. Read it. David Mequon, appreciate you calling. Thanks so much. Okay. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick in Madison, we appreciate you holding the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have much to say, but Dave just said poo-poo it three times. When's the last time you heard that? Don't poo-poo it. He did it three times. I was waiting for four. I mean, did your aunt say that back in the 60s or something? I mean...
Well,
I think, agree
or disagree, Nick, I there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin.
Don't poo-poo it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm just joking.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Nick in Madison. I think Nick's been out in the sunshine a little bit too much. I'm not sure. I don't know. We got sunshine. We've got heat. We've got phone calls. 844-967-2789. We have Brewers tickets. You've been waiting. We're going to give them to you after this on the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, takes over this very microphone. Well, not this exact microphone, because we're at the world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop the Civic Media Tower, a block off the Capitol Square on State Street. Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn is down in WAUK land, down in Waukesha, Milwaukee land. But he has a microphone of his own, and he'll use it to great effect on Matt Flynn Direct right after the news at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Then at 4 o'clock, our friends Dom and Crute, and they will bring you the Devil's Advocates. That's never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, another great program. At 8 o'clock then, it will be Rick Smith, Across America. And then at 10 o'clock, tape delayed, Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. Great program, great guy. Want to just put this out there. Don't want to assume anything, but I feel that I need to say this. Our last caller pointed out, made an accusation of voter fraud at a nursing home, and for whatever reason, he felt compelled to say it was a Jewish nursing home. I'm not going to read into what he was saying. I'm not going to project what, because I didn't ask him. But let me say this. As a person of the Christian faith, I deeply reject this recent run among Republicans and conservatives, particularly mega people, of anti-Semitism. For those of you who don't know, turns out Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was a Jew. And he wasn't white-skinned, he was brown. And he didn't have baby blue eyes and sandy blonde hair. He had brown eyes and dark hair. And some of my closest friends are of the Jewish faith. And it is dangerous and it is sick of this run of anti-Semitism in this country. And I reject any part of it.
Right. And again, this isn't saying that our last caller is being anti-Semitic. It's just saying that wherever he heard this from is spreading dangerous things. And
well,
that
there's no need to call it a quote-unquote Jewish nursing home.
Right.
There's just no need to it. And I don't know what he meant by it. I'm not going to read into it.
Right.
I'm simply stating what I think. And there's no room for anti-Semitism on this show, period. With that said, Mr. Zommers, it's time for a board game of the week. No, not really. It's time to give away some Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. And what we're going to do, we're running low on time. So what we're going to do is we're going to give away two Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets for this Sunday, Game coming up this Sunday at 1:10 p.m. at AmFam Field. These are club-level seats. And what we're going to do is we're going to give away the tickets to both the first and second caller. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you would like the Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets for this Sunday at 1:10 p.m. We will take the first and second callers. Two tickets to the club-level seats at AmFam Field. Game time set for 1:10 p.m. The first and second callers, we will take you and give you two Milwaukee Brewer tickets. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. And also, you have to have a smartphone because the tickets, despite what I say, they are not kept in mayonnaise jars under Funkin' Wagle's porch. They are on Luke Mather's database. They are electronic tickets, and they're great tickets. As we said, they are in the club level. You can see right into the Milwaukee Brewers dugout. Great sight lines. And remember, you can listen to the Brewers all season long on our two flagship stations at Civic Media, WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, and also Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, our two Milwaukee Brewer flagship stations on Civic Media. Let's go to the phone lines, and I believe we have Mike in Oshkosh. You are caller number one. Mike in Oshkosh, you are a winner.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you listening to us on WISS up there in Oshkosh?
That is correct.
All right.
I enjoy listening to you as much as I can.
Oh, very good. We appreciate you calling in, and enjoy those tickets, Mr. Zommer. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll put you on hold. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Need your phone number, your name, and your email address off the air, and we'll give you those Milwaukee Brewer tickets. All right. Congratulations, Mike and Oshkosh. Thank you so very much. All right, let's go to Rose in Waukesha. Rose, you are caller number two. You also win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets this weekend on Sunday. Congratulations, Rose.
Well, thank you so much. I haven't been to a Brewers game yet this year, so this is super.
All right.
I don't have anything going on Sunday.
Well, fantastic. Do you have somebody to go along with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? Do you want to come along?
I've actually thought about this. Go down the street and just say, "Hey, do you want to go to a Brewer game with Todd?" It could be fantastic. I mean, you sound fantastic to go to a game with, or it could be very, very bad. But no, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not gonna be around on Sunday. But you enjoy those tickets. Again, are you listening to us on WAUK and down there in Waukesha?
Yes, sir, in Waukesha.
Well, fantastic. Hold the line now. Don't go anywhere. Mr. Zommers will take your call off the air. All right, Rose?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Mike and Oshkosh, Rose and Waukesha, congratulations. You are the lucky winners. You can listen to the Brewers all season long on WISS in Oshkosh or WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewers baseball all season long right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. David from Mequon calling back, wanted to clarify his comments. David, appreciate you calling back. Give me the chance to do so. What say you?
Yes. So I want to be clear. I'm actually of the Jewish faith.
That's fantastic.
I actually belong to Temple Shalom in Fox Point.
Well, I really appreciate you calling back.
I remember.
You calling back and saying that, because I did not want to project or read into your comments. There's just a lot of anti-Semitism going on right now in this country, unfortunately, I call that out, and I rebuke that, and I appreciate you clarifying that, David.
Yes, and my wife was actually the activities coordinator at Sarah Chudnow. That was the name of the facility. It's no longer that name. It's been turned over a few times. It's I think it was called Tarova, and now they just changed the name again. But anyway, I wanted to clarify that was not at all, you know, what I was intending to say on your show whatsoever. Sure. Is being anti-Semitic.
I super appreciate that, and that's why I hope you understand I was not trying to read into your comment, but I just in case people heard that and took it that way,
right.
You know, I wanted to clarify at least our position, and I super appreciate you calling back and clarifying your position,
sure.
And we certainly are in agreement on that point. Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Have a great day down there in Mequon. Appreciate all the calls today, Mr. Zommers as well, our producer, engineer, all of you calling. Congratulations to all of our ticket winners. We will have Wisconsin State Fair tickets for you tomorrow. More fun to give away. Luke Mathers is just the fun captain. He brings us fun each and every day. We're going to have Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin football player, tomorrow on the show as well, talking about what's happening in Northwestern as well as Wisconsin Badger football. Stay with us. Also, stay with us until next hour. We have Matt Flynn direct. Until tomorrow, keep banging your drum.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.